Also fantastic is who we're going to talk to here for a few minutes now while I'm here at this here convention. If you told me this right, I'm going to have a heart attack. The outgoing president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, Laura Trendle Polis. Are you really giving this up?
Giving up? That's an interesting way to put it. 3 years is plenty. Plenty for me, plenty for the membership.
There you go. Well, I'm glad to have you here. Thanks for coming by tonight.
Thanks for having me. That's a great thing to have broadcasting happening at a broadcaster's convention.
Well, you know, we thought, why not? Since that way it kind of really got me out of the office, which is really the ultimate goal. Laura also teaches students in television journalism with TV 10 at Illinois State University, and you've heard her on this program at least once before, talking about the state of some of this industry, which is what I thought we'd talk about here again tonight. But, Laura, maybe I'll ask you first if you could kind of explain INBA to some layperson that's not me, and kind of the importance of this organization.
Sure. This is a professional networking organization. We have about 165 members representing radio and television stations all across the state, as well as educators and students, and we're here to provide support. We educate our members and others that aren't even our members, because we want all journalists to be as educated and as responsible as possible. And then we network and have some fun.
Yeah, we definitely do. I should say, in the interest of full disclosure, as if you didn't figure it out already, that I'm a member of INBA, as are Cameron, Nick, and Tyler in the WGIL newsroom. Although, Cameron, you should be here, but we'll talk to Cameron here in a little while with news and sports once again. So, I think it's important that you said that we train journalists to a point in this organization, because unfortunately, I think there's a portion of the public that routinely thinks that journalists these days need to be trained.
Well, and they're not wrong, because journalism, just like anything, is ever changing. So sometimes for us, it's maybe technology. Let's look at the new technology. How are some people using it well? It may be social media. And then there are certainly ethical things that develop. So I think a lot of us feel that the learning never, ever stops, even when you get out of college.
Yeah, that's very true. Although I'm thinking of it because of, I don't want to say it maybe the way I'm going to say it, but what the heck, that the allegations made these days that journalists are either, you know, biased or enemies of the people, as I think the term has been used. So it strikes me as important, as it being important now more than ever, to have an organization like this around that can really show journalists, for lack of a better term, the right way to do it.
Right. And we have sessions coming up tomorrow on covering campaigns, on covering health and disaster issues. And not only do we have things going on in Washington, but we have things going on the East Coast right now with Hurricane Florence. That'll be a very relevant topic for us. We have a session on cameras in the courtrooms, because reporters often now in Illinois are going into courtrooms to cover things, but we don't all know the rules and we don't all do it enough to be good at it. And so again, sharing best practices is a really good opportunity for us.
In terms of being a journalism instructor, as you are, Laura, what do you tell students these days that are maybe just looking to, or just getting into school, or looking to just get into business or things like that, when they hear sort of criticism, warranted or not, of us broadcast journalists these days?
Well, we talk about it. I bring things into the classroom frequently. I try to be very honest about it. But I also try to give them the journalist perspective, and I tell them what I have seen and learned. And I've been doing this for 25 years, pretty sure. And just that there is never that meeting where we all get together and say, and here's our secret agenda. Here's how we're going to take over XYZ today. Or here are the words we're going to use.
There sure are a heck of a lot of people that believe that, though.
I realize that. And you know what? Those people are also in your audience. So you can't just say, well, that's crazy, or I don't want to hear that. As a journalist, you have to be responsible to as much of your audience as you can possibly reach.
Is it getting more and more difficult these days, would you say, to be as responsible as you can? And I'm thinking maybe not just because of the, you know, the allegations that the president or others put out, but just in terms of the glut of information and how quickly we're able to access it these days.
Yeah, the social media certainly just does not help. There's such a disregard for or a lack of knowledge of, I'm getting this information from somewhere. Do I really know where it came from? Some students will tell me their number one news source is Facebook. I say, well, wait a minute. Facebook isn't generating any news. Who on Facebook? Who are you following? Who are you sharing with? Same thing with Twitter. That's not generating news. If you're following journalists on Twitter, that's great. If you're following your friends or your neighbors on Twitter, that's something different. So there's so much to go through and so much to sort out. And then we have to turn it around so quickly. As a working broadcaster, you know that. There's more to fill and more platforms that you're supposed to develop content on.
Yeah, ever since I got out of school, gosh, what year is it now? 16 years ago. It's probably been perhaps as much frustrating for me as it is almost invigorating at times, that you kind of have to work quicker, better, smarter, faster than maybe you ever had before.
And that's hard when you're brand new to it. You know, I sent students out this morning in Normal to cover. I had four students working, and they all went their separate ways to cover their stories. And they had to be back by noon. That's the way we do things in my shop. They're in at 7:30, and the story's on the air at noon. So there's not time to develop that agenda, that strategy of here's how I'm going to topple the White House today, or here's how I'm going to go against Governor Rauner today. There's just not that time, because you just have to go and get the information and get it on the air.
And we've even heard over the years from more nationally known journalists that have spoken to us at this convention that would probably say the same thing. There is no secret society that plots to take down anybody.
No, and I've been doing this a long time, and I've been teaching it for about as many years as since you've been out of college, Will, so that's great to hear. But there just isn't that thing. I will say the current environment has had maybe an invigorating effect on my most recent students. Of the journalism students who I had in my program in the spring, every single one was employed full-time by the 4th of July.
And that's fantastic.
It is, and I am so proud of them because they went after it. And some years I have people who say, this job is hard, you work long hours, people don't like you.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Well, not the people don't like you part, because I think we're charming. But as someone who over the years has hired people for various news jobs and things like that, and, you know, while I said I professionally 16 years, I've been doing this for 23 since I was in high school. So, you know, God, I feel even older now than I already did. But the biggest frustration I had was getting somebody to stay for a while, that it seemed like they were that. At least the most recent crop of people are not like me, and that I'm willing to stay for a while and do the best job I can for as long as I can. It seems like that a lot of younger people these days are constantly looking for that next move up. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I imagine it's a combination of both, isn't it?
I think it's a bad thing, honestly. That's frustrating to me because, again, I see how much you have to learn in this business. I can't possibly teach a young journalist everything because they just can't encounter every situation. Even if they know the basic rules, the basic guidelines, all the technology, even if they know how to sound well when they're reading or look good on camera, there's so much for them to learn. And I think 2 years at a first job at a minimum should be what everybody's doing. And unfortunately, I've seen people jump ship earlier than that.
But even that 2 years to me doesn't seem like an awfully long time.
No, it's not. But I think that's the best we're going to get now.
Gosh, that breaks my heart in a way. But I'm also not hiring people anymore. So, you know, there you go. Let me have you talk a little bit about one of the things the IMBA does specifically during this fall convention. The conventions are twice a year in this organization, is the naming of an Illinoisan of the year. And I'm thinking about this in terms of a couple of months ago, or a month or so ago, on our Saturday Galesburg Live program, I talked with the editor of the local Register Mail, the newspaper, who, and, you know, I think people think that there's maybe friendly competition between print and broadcast, and that's okay. But I think this year's winner is kind of a guy that kind of saved, in a small way, print journalism.
Right. It is Edwin Eisendrath. He is the CEO of the Chicago Sun-Times. And at this point, he's being credited with saving that paper, keeping Chicago a two-newspaper town, which, as a person, as a citizen, and as a journalist, I think that's very important. The competition is a healthy, healthy thing. Whether you like one or you like the other, it's good to have them competing with each other. So we've chosen Edwin as our Illinoisan of the Year, and we'll make a little presentation on Sunday.
So, yeah, we start now with the fancy reception that may be going on behind me, and then we do a lot of listening and learning, I think, tomorrow and Sunday.
Correct. I think there are hors d'oeuvres.
Ooh. Ah, gosh darn it. I hope there are still some in 40 minutes. Laura Trendopoulos, the president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, at least for a few more fleeting minutes. Thank you so much once again, and thanks for your time, and thanks for letting me crash the party.
Thanks for being a part of this. Again, I think this is something we're going to want to do more of.
I haven't been to a convention in a while. It's good to be back.
We're very glad to have you, Will.
Laura, thanks again.
You're welcome.